Miss White didn't allow people to quit on themselves. It was times where she had hard conversations, like, you're going to do this. Even if you don't like it, you're going to do this. You got this. Stop trying to find the easy way out. Miss White's approach of, look, you're going to do this. I know you can do this. And she had a hopeful view of every individual. And she saw the best in every single individual. And she made you see the best in yourself. And she provided that support and that comfort. I can tell you numerous occasions where me and her sat down and we literally cried because it would be math that I couldn't get and I couldn't wrap my mind around until we broke it down into small sections and we did it. We got it done. There was another teacher who challenged me every single day, and he didn't care if I pouted. He didn't care if I got upset. He would be there. He'd be in your face and he's like, look, you have potential. You're not going to waste it on my watch. You're going to do something with your life. You're going to do this. So he will always allow me to read. I'm like, what you're teaching isn't interesting. He's like, okay, if that's what you want to learn, I will get the books for you. What tools do you need to better yourself? And if he was able to get it, he would get it for me. My superintendent of my last transitional facility, he's only an hour away from me. So he will call me and be like, hey, we're having this event at the facility. Come by. We want to see you. And he'll often call me at those moments where I really need it. It's weird how he knows. It's eerie. But he'll call and be like, hey, just thinking about you, don't do what you're about to do. What are you talking about? I'm not going to do anything stupid. He's like, I know, but I'm just going to reassure you. Don't do anything stupid. I'm like, all right. And he's like, we're rooting for you. We're behind you.